The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. If you dial in toll free to 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. I think at some point we're going to have the production team and or one or the other of the guys behind 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. I want to get them on the show to talk about the movie that has just been released today. If you're just tuning in, after the show is over tonight, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Grab whoever it is you can to sit down and watch this thing. If they love freedom, that is. If they are somebody who doesn't love freedom, you can just leave them out of it. But if somebody, if you know somebody who cares about liberty and you're wondering what to do, what do you do about the fact that Americans seem so apathetic, that there's so few liberty-loving people, that so few people actually care about freedom wherever it is that you live? It's frustrating. I know how it is. I used to live in Florida, and it was very difficult to find libertarians who were willing to actually do anything to try to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. We're solving that. I would say we have solved that problem here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, and that's what the 101 Reasons film is all about. It's about getting people to realize and to understand why New Hampshire was chosen as this destination for this migration of people like us who care about freedom, all moving to the same place. It's an amazing documentary. It just came out. It's an hour long, so fairly easy to consume. Check it out at 101reasonsfilm.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Just a moment ago, if you were not tuned in, we had a gentleman from Utah call in and express some concerns that he had with the difficulty of communicating to Americans how it is that, in his viewpoint, the military, they're just a band of criminals at the behest, you know, doing business at the behest of the politicians all around the world. This isn't a new viewpoint. Smedley Butler, a famous general with the Marine Corps, wrote a paper about this many years ago, over, like, what, 100 years ago now at this point?
Something close to that. No, it's not 100, but, yeah, he called it War is a Racket, and it was it's a seminal work and really important. I think I'd point out that for those that don't know who Smedley Butler is first off, the Marines, I believe, still in boot camp, say goodnight, Smedley, every night before they go to bed, because this guy won 2 medals of honor and likely would have gotten a third if it hadn't been for the fact that only enlisted men could get it at that point.
I'm amazed, frankly, that they do that, considering wouldn't that bring attention to Smedley Butler, and wouldn't some of those
Marines Smedley Butler's a hero
learn and about
nobody
what this guy
wants,
wrote?
No, you see, there was a time when nobody wanted peace like a soldier wanted peace.
Mm-hmm.
And something's changed. You know, the honor and glory that went into being in the military has returned. I suggest that to some extent it's the movie Saving Private Ryan.
I think it's more than just one piece of pop culture. But Derek J., were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was saying good on that caller, Corey, from St. George, Utah, earlier, for having the uncomfortable conversation, for saying, I don't support the troops. I think they are murderers. You know, yeah, maybe it's going to alienate some people on his friends list.
Some! It's going to alienate all of them!
It's going to alienate some people, but for others, they're going to say, hey, you know, I hadn't considered that, or I never thought of it that way.
Or maybe there were some of his friends who think the same thing, but were too afraid to say it, and now that they know that this guy has said it, maybe that will encourage them to agree with him, you know, to publicly state that, or at the very least privately come to him and say, you know, you're right about that.
Yeah, to me, the world runs on ideas, and he's helping to push out the best ideas about personal responsibility, so good on him.
Okay, No,
you shouldn't say what you believe?
You should say it well. And if you don't say it well, you're doing more harm than good. And that's where this is a really touchy issue. I was very clear on this. This is a minefield. Yes, we all were there. You don't just run out and whip out the murderer before you've had a chance to discuss with people what it is. You've got to lead people down the path. You have to make them understand what it is. That, you know, it's obvious that people who are working for the military are obeying what the politicians say. They're not just you know, running around murdering people. The politicians give the orders to one extent or another, and you talk about where responsibility lies when a death occurs. Where does it lie? Do you become not responsible because you put on a uniform? Because if I were to attempt to kill some bad guy and in the process kill some innocent person, I would be considered a killer.
Let's talk to Daniel. He's in Mexico via Skype. He says that he's a veteran who's turned to the side of freedom. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Well, I wanted to say that I absolutely agree with Mark. It's, yes, let's first get out of the way. Yes, veterans, well, soldiers are paid murderers and killers and thieves. Absolutely, I agree.
What's the thief part? Thief part.
Well, thief is accepting stolen funds.
I don't agree that receiving stolen property is necessary.
That part you can debate, but okay. the actual contract killers part, no, it's not debatable.
Yeah, I think that the contract killer part is really would be difficult to debate, and I've had people in the military say, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and you know, as someone who did his time in the United States Army, I can absolutely attest to that. But I will say that you are right in that you have to be careful how you approach it. Because if you come right out and say, oh, well, you're all just a bunch of contract killers, well, nobody's going to want to hear anything else you have to say. So you have to lead them down the logical path of this is why it is, and then drop that conclusion on them.
Okay. So what was your experience like? I mean, you were in the military. What changed you from being a, you know, I'm in the military, I'll do whatever I'm told kind of person to who you are today?
What changed to Afghanistan? So actually being in the military, going overseas and seeing what we were doing, and I was always someone who was, you know, raised to believe in the Constitution. I really thought I was defending the Constitution. And like I guarantee you 90%+ of people who enlist in the military, I never actually read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The Constitution?
The Constitution, yes.
Yeah, I'd say that if it's 90%, you're probably in a much higher percentage than the regular population.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that 90% of them haven't.
Right. And I would say that 99% of the population hasn't read the Constitution.
Yes. And so, you know, as I got to the point where, you know, there was this whole, you know, the Ron Paul thing happened, and I actually, you know, started looking at this, the Constitution, and realizing that, you know, what we're doing isn't in there. There was no authorization for the things the military does. And how are we supposed to be the people that are, quote, protecting it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, if we're violating it through our own actions? And so that way down the road.
How many years were you in the military before that came about for you, that those realizations?
I was in for almost a decade.
Wow. Any chance that, so this is what I'm just sitting there trying to think of what it might be like to listen to this, because this is a heck of a conversation to have on a nationally syndicated radio program, right? You're just a chicken, and you're using your belief that the Constitution doesn't authorize this as a way to get out of it.
Well, are you talking about for people who then turn conscientious objector?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I'm sure that this is what people believe is, you know, that you're a chicken or whatever. I'm not sure.
Well, I say to those people, do you think that people are chicken who have a religious belief that murdering other people is wrong, who conscientiously object to war?
The answer really is yes. If you disagree with me and my beliefs on the military, chicken, 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 right? Like, that's the thing, right? Like, there's no...
Daniel made
well,
a...
and...
Go on, Daniel.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I liked your point about, you know, no one cares what you know or what you want to share with them until they know that you care. You have to, like, connect at some sort of level. Going out and calling people murderers is not going to be endearing to anyone's ideas.
No, it is not. You know, the vast majority of my Facebook friends, in fact, I would say upwards of 90% of them are either active duty or veterans. And so I have to deal with this problem.
Now, a lot of veterans are sort of the opinion that, they experienced something terrible. But others sort of wear it proudly on their sleeve, like, this is the most amazing thing I've accomplished in my life. I've lived 70 years, and I'm going to wear this hat.
Well, if you want him to comment on that, hang on, Daniel. Hold on that. We'll hold with that thought, and we'll come back to you in a moment. 855, 453.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You may dial in about anything that happens to be on your mind. We were talking earlier tonight about Blake Benthal, the accused operator of Silk Road 2.0, allegedly has confessed. We'll get a little bit more about him. Also, your calls and thoughts welcome. You can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Say, do you have Bitcoin and in need of a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for in their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got in inventory. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help with that too. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com.
So many people were talking about how they wanted to be able to buy a car with Bitcoin back when Bitcoin was coming out. Here you go. The first Bitcoin auto dealer, newageautosales.com.
Well, it's actually a Bitcoin auto dealer that you can actually, you know, reach the level of having the amount of Bitcoin to buy a car with. I mean, hasn't Tesla been selling cars for Bitcoin?
Oh, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Well, Blake Benthal paid Bitcoin for his Tesla car.
But it wasn't a Tesla dealership.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was some other, Porsche dealership or something, and they decided, hey, we're going to sell a Tesla for Bitcoin.
I thought Tesla was officially accepting Bitcoin, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
I'll do some fact checking.
Yeah, please do that. But regardless, you know, $127,000 is a little out of the ballpark for the average car buyer with Bitcoin.
You can go to $80,000 for a Tesla.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I went to the Tesla dealer while I was in Washington, D.C. for the Cato Institute. I'd like to point out, you know, the driverless car thing that Tesla's coming out with?
Mm-hmm.
It's currently, the hardware for it is currently in the cars. They're not ready to roll out the software to let everybody do it these days. They still have a lot of testing to go through to make sure that they don't get giant lawsuits. But it's there. Like, the driverless car you and I are waiting for, it exists today.
Well, obviously, a lot of people are going to have to believe it when they see that one. But you want to get good deals on cars, newageautosales.com. They've got them for, let's see, it looks like $8,000, $9,000, $11,000. A lot more affordable than the Tesla.
Indeed.
Yeah, it does not look like Tesla accepts Bitcoin directly.
Okay.
However, the dealerships, like the Lamborghini dealership that I mentioned in California and the one in Newport Beach, yeah, they accepted Bitcoin and sold Tesla cars, but it was through their dealership.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Daniel in Mexico. Mark, you had made, we've been talking with Daniel about being in the military. He was in for 10 years before really kind of waking up to the ideas of freedom and how it is that, you know, he was in the military, but he wasn't actually protecting freedom. That kind of dawned on him over time. And Mark, you had made a statement before we went away to the break there, and Daniel, you were going to respond, so go ahead.
Well, what I was going to continue with is that you may be surprised to hear it, but I would say a very large portion, possibly a third to half of the active military people are small government types.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. I think that this is true with law enforcement. This is true with firefighters. This is true of that personality type. I first found out about the ideas of liberty from law enforcement officers, correctional officers, actually. So I'm not surprised in the least, not one bit, no.
Yeah, but law enforcement and military are some of the biggest parts of the government.
Well, it's indeed, most of these people can point to the bureaucracy, and it frustrates them as much as it frustrates anyone.
It does. And in fact, the people seeing the bureaucracy of the military is probably what turns a lot of people small government that are in the military.
Yeah, I think that's true. We've definitely heard those stories of, you know, people who've joined the military who've come to the conclusion relatively quickly in some cases that they've just joined another, you know, another government bureaucracy, and they really get to experience that.
Which you stayed in for 10 years, right?
I stayed in for almost 10 years. Then I discovered Ron Paul and said, you know, this thing really isn't for me. And then fortunately for me, I had already left the military by the time I fully embraced the notion of liberty. So yep. I didn't have any issues there.
Yeah, a lot of people, what we'll find is the people embrace the ideas of liberty and feel like they're stuck because maybe they've got 16 years in or 18 years in and they feel they should leave. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell somebody that they should leave their job that they're in necessarily. I think that you need to consider what you were doing within the war machine at any given time and see what that looks like to you.
Well, can you live with whatever it was you were doing for another however many years until retirement, right? That's the question.
Exactly, and that's what I tell the people.
Hello?
I talk to. It's like, you understand what you're doing. I'm sorry.
We can hear you now. You cut out for just a few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. This is what I tell people in this situation. Okay, you now understand what you're doing, and I am not here to tell you what to do. You have the choice. You can continue in the military with the full knowledge that you are complicit in the murder of other people. And if you can live with that, there's nothing I can say to you.
What branch were you in?
The Army.
So there's this apocryphal story where George Fox, the creator of Quakerdom, is talking to William Penn. I believe it's the first time that William Penn has met him. William Penn's a noble. At this time, nobles carry swords.
Does apocryphal mean not necessarily true?
Probably didn't happen.
Okay.
And William Penn's trying to bemoaning the fact that he has to carry a sword because he's a nobleman, but he feels like he shouldn't because he's a Quaker, and he's sort of asking George Fox for absolution on this topic. And George Fox says, carry it as long as you can.
Yep.
So he extols him to do the deed for as long as he can do it. And that's what I'd say is, do it as long as you can.
It's very Hindu. Daniel, any other thoughts?
No, I think I'm good for the night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Sound great, by the way, on Skype. You can sound as good as he does, as long as you have a halfway decent microphone. You can contact us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Any other comments on the military thing?
No. Back to Blake, I think you've got to be very, very, very careful with this topic. Because people are thoroughly emotionally involved in this one. Their loved ones, their fathers, their brothers, their uncles have died for the flag. And they'll say it's for the flag. And what they can't wrap their minds around is that somehow these deaths in many cases were just for the mistakes of generals, the whims of politicians.
And the profit of corporations.
And the profit of corporations.
Blake Benthal, the man accused of being Silk Road 2.0's operator, a.k.a. DEFCON, has allegedly confessed to being DEFCON. That, according to the federal prosecutors, we've been sharing earlier tonight a story from the Daily Dot about, well, who is this guy? They talked to some of the coworkers, the friends, the associates of Blake Benthal, and we've learned a little bit about him. Apparently a very religious man, going actively to church, doing a Bible study with his 85-year-old neighbor from whom he rented some driveway space in San Francisco. Get a little bit more about him coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, whether you want to talk about the black markets on the internet or communicating how bad of an idea the military is. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the new 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. I'm jazzed up about this movie. It literally was released within the last few hours and has already hit the first, or the, I guess you can call it the second tier on YouTube. From what I understand about YouTube, they have these different tiers of service. So if you upload a video to YouTube and it only ever gets 20 views, you stay on that first tier of like servers that serve out unpopular videos.
We'll call them the lame servers.
Yeah. The first or the second tier, you cross that threshold at 300 views. Mm-hmm. So you ever notice this? When you go on a YouTube video, it'll sometimes say 300 or 300 plus or something like that. Like right now it says 301 plus on the 101 Reasons film. Even though people are still watching the movie, it's not openly counting them on the page. For whatever reason, it takes it a little while. I don't know how many hours it takes it, but over time, it'll, as a relatively short period of time, they will transfer that that video file to the second tier of videos that are served out between 300 and I think the next level is like 1,000, somewhere around 1,000 views. So it's already made it into that that second tier where we can't really see how many views it has until it finally kind of catches up or whatever. I don't know. Again, you know, at some point we're going to see that number jump from 300 to what its actual number is at the moment. So it's doing very, very well, I would say, right out of the gate. This new movie that was released by Free State Project participants. I'm one of the co-producers of the film. I'm so proud to have signed on with this. I knew it was going to be good when I saw that Bodie Davis was on board editing. This is the same guy who edited your movie, Derek J., Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree.
That's right, and he's also one of the OG cop blockers.
Right.
He's been around with Cop Block for a very long time, very active individual, working for putting out more positive propaganda for liberty.
Super talented, and he actually went to school to do video editing, so mm-hmm. like, you know, he's trained professionally at doing this stuff and did just an amazing job. The movie's free. You can watch it at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's there right now. It's being shared all over social bookmarking, so check it out. If you like it, please copy the link and paste it in your favorite various different places that you spend time online. Again, that's 101reasonsfilm.com. It'll give you the 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who really care about freedom. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can reach us at 855-453 or via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We have James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yeah, the number one reason out of 101 reasons you three amigos can live and get high before you go to sleep, Derek J.
I don't smoke
in New Hampshire. What, Minister, may I finish my thought?
I don't smoke marijuana. You've made an accusation that I'm getting high, and I would like to, tell you...
Derek J.
You said us three.
Us three, actually. Amigos.
I called you three amigos. But are you sure you don't smoke dope, Mark?
I don't know. What time frame are we talking about here?
How about give me as much time as people that agree with you get?
No, no, that's not what I'm referring to. Are you asking me if I've smoked dope in my life?
May I continue?
Did he call you Derek?
As long as you stop just spreading lies about me.
Well, how about spreading lies about the U.S. military that you do all the time, like the dope smoker you sit next to and the other dope smoker you're sitting next to? If I implied that you smoked dope formerly, not now, which I know you did, forgive me.
But don't
hang out with dope smokers.
What are the lies we're talking about?
May I continue?
Yes, what are the lies we're talking about?
The number one reason, if I may reiterate, that you live in a free New Hampshire state, Mark Edge, is because of the U.S. military, of which a despicable minister that just laughed, a so-called minister, that is, despicable human being, implies they're going around the world murdering innocent people?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
Where?
Well,
and then may I respond, dope smoker.
The easiest one to point out is...
That's like saying the United States. Where in the Middle East, dope smoker?
I think the easiest thing to point out...
I asked that dope smoker. You said you don't smoke dope. I'm talking to your minister friend, Ian. May I speak? Answer the question, dope smoker, Ian.
Where are the U.S. military murdering innocent people? The countries
yes.
are all over the world, but most recently,
probably
Afghanistan and Iraq. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Murdering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you
innocent
kill somebody
people,
without...
Really?
When you take somebody's
really?
Life, it's generally considered
two
murder.
Two countries that were ruled by... you're speaking... We're no longer in Iraq, by the way, dope smoker.
I'm not in Iraq, and you probably weren't either.
No, I was not, nor okay. do you... Or you already know that.
Right, you said we're not in Iraq, so you're stating the obvious, right? We're not in Iraq.
Right, you brought up Iraq. We're no longer in Iraq. We didn't murder...
When were you in Iraq?
People. We didn't murder innocent people in Iraq, Minister Ian.
I have never murdered anyone.
Where
did you murder people?
People were certainly killed in Iraq because they were... Okay, can I finish and stop talking over me?
No,
you don't talk
no, you
over
can't. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here tonight. That's 855-450-3733. Wasn't it iraqbodycount.com or something like that that kind of kept track of some of
the State Department numbers where they talk about 90% of deaths in Iraq were civilian casualties out of the – this is from the Bradley Manning leaked whistleblower stuff – This is WikiLeaks stuff. This is government documents that have been leaked. I think it's pretty fair to say when you have 90% civilian casualties that at least some of those people were innocent victims. And this is what's being talked about here, is you can't get credit for killing the bad guys when you don't take the blame for killing the innocent people.
IraqBodyCount.org, the public record of violent deaths following the 2003 invasion of Iraq. So they're not counting the first invasion on IraqBodyCount.org. They're counting since 2003.
Didn't they stop at the border? No, they must have done things. They did things in Iraq. They just didn't go to Baghdad.
Documented civilian deaths from violence, 132,000 at minimum, maybe as many as 149,000. That's just in Iraq. Just since 2003. And Derek J., you also recommending The Cost of War or costofwar.com?
Yeah, it's a recommendation from Daryl. That's got some more information about civilian deaths.
There's all kinds of information out there for anybody who wants to look for it as far as, you know, people dying, where are they dying, at whose hands, in the U.S. military's hands.
Yeah, I think that what James wants to do is take a reasonable look at where the military has been useful around the world and where it hasn't.
James is not a reasonable man.
He's really bad at communicating with us, if nothing else. Like, he, you know, I've heard him communicate sometimes with Derek J. On his show, and
he's banned from Derek J.'s show.
Now he is, but he told a really great story one time about like going to the lake and stuff with his friend. The guy can do this if he wants to do it. He's just so angry at you and I that he can't hold it together, and that's fine. But
Derek J.
That's pretty funny. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I say, the guy's not terrible at telling an entertaining story. But nonetheless, what I think about is like he's really into this whole World War II, the Japanese theater of World War II thing, and I often wonder exactly, you know, what would have happened if the United States didn't get involved in the
Japanese. You'd be speaking Japanese, son.
The Japanese didn't want anything to do with the United States.
You'd be speaking German then.
Everybody, well, I think that most people can agree that Hitler did not have the military prowess to make it to the United States and didn't intend to. If you read Mein Kampf, his intention was to spread eastward. And, you know, Russia,
you keep going east, you get to the United States.
Russia beat him back twice, and he just wasn't going any further there. So, nonetheless, it was unlikely that Germany, the small country that is, the large country that is Russia, in some kind of, you know, there's going to be a guerrilla uprising afterwards. Once the people, Hitler in, they're like, this guy's awful. He wants to ethnically cleanse us. Then they're going to fight back. And it's not going to be as easy as it is just taking a small percentage of the population like the Jews and putting them in camps.
But Mark, all that aside, you owe it to the military is why you can be free to smoke your dope here.
What about the Continental Army? Because he called it the U.S. military. And the U.S. military is not exactly the Continental Army, but I'd say they get some credit for that.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts. You may dial in now at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here, Derek J.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We take that in, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expand our satellite footprint. There's a lot we can do to grow Free Talk Live and expand the amount of ears that we can reach with the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we're doing, you value it, and it's worth the price of a cup of coffee every single month, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And Derek J., are there donation options on derekj.me?
Yeah, there are. If you like the work that I'm doing, you can donate based on any of the productions themselves. They all have a QR code right on the screen, so you can donate. That way I know what you like, and you can also just donate to me in general.
Now, you only take Bitcoin, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Well, I've taken Namecoin and other alternative currencies, but I don't take the
no
king's
PayPal.
Cash.
Yeah, no
I don't
PayPal.
Take blood dollars, as I call them.
We'll take that stuff. send it over. You don't want to send it to Derek J. Send it to
amp.freetalklive.com.
But yeah, if you've got some Bitcoin you want to tip Derek J., please go to his website, derekj.me. All right, or derekgay.me.
I should buy that URL.
That's a good one. All right, so 855-453. That's the toll-free number. There's a lot more to say about Blake Benthal. We're not going to get it in here tonight. It's actually a fairly detailed article at the Daily Dot. I'm going to post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a look at that when you get a chance if you want to learn more about the man who is allegedly behind Silk Road 2.0. Derek, you wanted to discuss this rocket ship or whatever it was, some sort of doodad space thing that landed on a, what was it, a comet or something?
Yeah, something pretty amazing.
That sounds like quite the accomplishment.
Week. Yeah, after 10 years, 8 months, 14 days of floating around in space, a robot landed on a comet 300 million miles away and started gathering some information about what is on that comet, started analyzing its component parts, and sending that data back to us here on Earth. So it's an amazing achievement that people have been able to come together, bring their unique talents, and discover something about something far out in our universe. Maybe it could give us hints as to how the origin of life happened here on Earth, or, just reveal things about the way the universe works. So I think this is a huge accomplishment and totally worth celebrating. Yeah, I mean, some people can't even parallel park, let alone park a robot on a comet 300 million miles away.
I have to admit, I hate parallel parking. It makes me so nervous.
Yeah, so imagine what it's like to be navigating $1 million worth of equipment and studying that for 10 years, and finally it reached its goal.
Yeah, major success story.
So Matt Taylor, one of the scientists credited with this achievement, during his announcement, wore a shirt that was a gift from a friend of his, and it featured some women, some cartoonish-looking, comic book-looking women with guns, some in leather, scantily clad, and it was an unusual shirt, maybe of the rockabilly scene, is something you would expect someone to wear in sort of a superhero Comic-Con type place, or in the mall, maybe. Not really a science-y shirt. You would think, like, Bill Nye with a bow tie or a lab coat.
Yeah.
It's not this kind of scientist. He's got tattoos and looks like he's something of a rocker. So it wasn't enough that he had taken part in this amazing accomplishment. The internet wants blood from this man because
he wore this
shirt.
Yeah. So the shirt, I've just pulled it up. I searched for Matt Taylor's shirt on Google and then looked at the image results. This looks like airbrushing. Like the women that are on this shirt looks just like airbrush
art. It was a female artist friend of his that created the shirt for him. But I've got to say, with this guy dressing like this, he was asking for it.
Oh, you're terrible.
Is that rape culture?
No, that's exactly what
somebody said that about somebody who was raped in a certain circumstance or something like that, or a crime committed against them, you'd be blaming the victim. So I'm just, having fun with it.
So what happened? He went on TV with the shirt on or something like that?
Yeah, he went on TV, made this announcement. Oh, my gosh, we've accomplished this amazing thing. And the announcement was made, but the internet was like, my God, look at what he's wearing. We can't see past that he's done something so incredible only a few people on Earth could ever achieve it.
Right, no one's paying attention to the words coming out of his mouth. They're only looking at his shirt.
Right, and the reason this is such an important story to me is because I do care about equality and fairness and about gender equality, people being treated with respect, and everyone deserving the equal respect. And I have a problem when people will pick on a man for his clothes and not his achievements. And that's the same complaint I hear from some people about the way men will act towards women. That, if this were a woman who had achieved this remarkable feat and everyone on the internet was talking about what she was wearing, wouldn't we be having a different conversation?
That's a good point, yeah. Well, why are you critiquing her clothing when you should be listening to her method or her message? Yeah, that's a good point.
How dare you? And now one of the negative comments was that I don't care what scientists wear, but a shirt featuring women in lingerie isn't appropriate for a broadcast if you care about women in STEM. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now, what's insulting to me about this accusation is that it's insulting to women, right? That women who are interested in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics are somehow going to stop being interested because a man wore a shirt.
One guy has a sexy shirt.
If you wore, for instance, today, if you wore a shirt, I've seen a lot of these airbrush shirts, right? One of these shirts with a big buff guy on it, with muscles and stuff. I don't think that this would affect me in any way, shape, or form. Like, I'm just trying to imagine what it's like. You know, here I am. I'm the gender of that's being objectified on your shirt. And I can't imagine that that would be, you know, in any way upsetting.
Well, welcome to the Internet, where there are all kinds of people out there who are just waiting to be upset by something you say. I mean, anything you...
They should listen to Free Talk Live, where we say things that you can legitimately be outraged at.
Well, and you can also call in and talk about it. But look, you know, we've all been through this. We're all public personalities. Anything that we put out on the Internet is subject to all kinds of ridiculous criticism. So, Mark, I don't think you should be surprised that people are you know, picking on this guy for something.
I wouldn't. If it were just people picking on him and that were the end of the story, I would say, oh, well, big deal. It's not. He went on air again and cried as he apologized. Oh, I made a mistake. I was wrong.
The mistake of wearing the friend's shirt that was given to him as a gift? Is this a one-of-a-kind shirt, or was it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And so she was deeply moved. She wrote a public article about how, you know, she had given it to him for his birthday a month before, and she couldn't have ever imagined that he would have worn it for such a public announcement. She was just so delighted that he was taken with it.
So she appreciated him.
She was thrilled.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Because it is kind of, I mean, as far as making a public announcement, that's why people put on suits, right? Because they're nondescript and they're not really worth talking about. And now he's made this choice of wearing this. But I think that's cool that she was appreciative of this. You know what he should have done, rather than getting on and tearfully apologizing? He should have auctioned the damn shirt off, like giving the money to charity or something.
I'd like to see something like that happen. But one of the things that was speculated, because we talked about this a bit on Freedom Fiends, another popular Liberty show, last night, was maybe because he's in England, there are certain laws that make him... you know, hate speech laws that would prevent him from really saying what he would want to say, and he maybe is forced to apologize
for
the things
right?
he was wearing. Yeah, it did seem that he was emotionally invested in his apology.
Well, I mean, this is the Internet came after him, and this has to be really something for somebody. All
he probably got some death threats or something.
He wore a gross hoodie for the apology, too. It was like, really, I mean, wear a colorful shirt and then to cry in a black hoodie, it's just, that was sad.
Well, I could care less. Really, don't care what the man's wearing. You know, like I think
I care a little bit.
Okay,
because it shows how you're feeling.
Okay.
You know, if he's wearing a loud, colorful, happy shirt and he's happy, well, good for him. And then he makes his crying apology in black hoodie. Yeah, I did watch. I watched both.
How long is the apology?
Brief. It's very brief. Just seconds.
And what is he sorry for exactly?
He's sorry. He says that he made a big mistake. He made a big mistake. And I guess that mistake was just wearing the shirt that he liked. But it's so weird because if this were anyone else, if this were a woman, we were picking on her for her clothes and not her achievements, it would be a totally different story.
Yeah, great point. And you can get more of Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. And don't forget that 101 Reasons film. It's out now. You can go watch. It takes you just an hour, and man, is it worth it if you care about freedom, that is. 101reasonsfilm.com. Check that out. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime here at freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And to 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.